Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And since the November elections, we've been talking to New York's crop of newly elected officials, from public advocate Bill de Blasio to Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino to some of the 13 new members of the city council. Today we're meeting Stephen Levin, the former chief of staff for Democratic Assemblyman and Brooklyn party chair Vito Lopez. Steve Levin, newly elected to the 33rd District City Council seat covering Brooklyn Heights, Greenport Point, and parts of Williamsburg, Park Slope, and Borum Hill. Councilman Stephen Levin, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian. Very nice to be with you. I'm a longtime listener.
I'm glad to hear that. Yes, and I know that probably your central campaign issue was affordable housing,
yes,
something you worked on a lot when you worked for Vito Lopez. Where does the city need affordable housing the most, and how are you going to try to help bring it?
Well, we need is affordable housing not only for lower income bands, but also for the middle class. What we're seeing is that people are getting squeezed out of their neighborhoods as neighborhoods get gentrified, particularly in the neighborhoods that I represent, Greenpoint and Williamsburg, parts of Park Slope. It's been a real challenge for longtime residents to keep pace with rising rents. So one thing that we have to do is we have to incentivize and make sure that we're building more affordable housing, but we also have to make sure that we're preserving more affordable housing. And that's programs like a vacancy decontrol, the repeal of vacancy decontrol, keeping more apartments in rent stabilization, which is really a state issue, but needs support from the city, is absolutely key.
Where's the future of building affordable housing going to come from? We have so many huge luxury condo projects stalled. What are the economics of trying to build affordable housing in this economy? Does it come from things like the Domino Sugar rezoning plan, or where?
Well, I sure hope so. I think that part of the government's job, first off, is to make sure that we're providing subsidy for affordable housing. I think that that's important. The state has many programs. The city has many programs. The federal government has programs with things like low-income tax credits. But we also need to use the levers of government that we have at our disposal, so rezonings, tax policy, to incentivize the development of affordable housing. We need to keep on doing that. I think that often, you know, developers can, if they're developing a very large project, like you mentioned, the Domino Sugar Factory, they have an ability to provide a significant amount of affordable apartments as part of their larger development. And I think that what we need to do is we need to, in government, require that developers do that, and that needs to be part of every conversation, not just the exception.
I know that in your race this fall, one of the attacks against you was that you were too close to your mentor, Vito Lopez. How do you plan to establish your political independence from Lopez, who is so powerful as county leader? He's powerful enough that Harold Ford went and paid him a visit recently, mm-hmm, in, you know, considering a run for Senate. How can you establish your independence and not be seen as working purely for his agenda?
Well, you know, I have a lot of respect for Assemblyman Lopez. I'd worked for him as his chief of staff for 3 years, and I don't necessarily, I plan very much to work very closely with his office on issues like affordable housing and rezonings and things like that. I don't necessarily see how that goes against working as an independent advocate for the people that I represent. I represent different neighborhoods. I represent the neighborhoods of Greenpoint. You mentioned Brooklyn Heights, and there's Dumbo and Borum Hill and Park Slope and South Williamsburg. These are all areas that I'm committed. It's my obligation and my duty to represent them to the best of my ability. So I don't necessarily see how those two issues work against each other. I really think that they work in concert.
Your district also contains a pretty dramatic environmental disaster in Newtown Creek.
Actually, two. Also, the Gowanus Canal in the southern portion of the district.
So what's the plan to get those things cleaned up? Anything you can influence?
Well, I mean, obviously, we're in the process, as listeners of your show know, there's a federal nomination for Superfund designation for both waterways. I think that that's an important first step for both, but I think that we need to coordinate the federal efforts with more local and state efforts to make sure that we're doing our part and the city's doing everything that it can do. And DEP is doing a wonderful job on a number of issues, both down at the Gowanus Canal and at the Newtown Creek. And I think that one of the keys to making sure that these are successful is the coordination of all of our efforts, because it's going to take – these are big jobs, and so it's going to take all of our efforts together to make sure that they are successful.
In the news today, of course, there's the charges against Councilman Larry Seabrook, and probably everybody's seen the picture of the $177 bagel and soda that he is charged with charging to the taxpayers. But beyond Larry Seabrook, the mood in city council has been described as anxious, waiting for another shoe to drop. Now, obviously, you can't be held responsible for any of this. You're just entering city council. But do you want to say anything about this alleged slush fund that nobody quite knows yet how far and wide it goes as you enter this body?
You know, Brian, I've been a part of the city council for all of a month and a few days, so I really don't think I can comment on Councilman Seabrook. I mean, there are very serious charges against him, but beyond that, I've just read the newspaper accounts like everybody else, so I don't think I can really speak in terms of the broader issue. I know that the city council over the last couple of years has taken major steps in terms of reforming the discretionary funds that come out of the council. So, but beyond that, I really don't think it's appropriate for me to comment on an ongoing investigation.
The New York Post today went to one of New York's fanciest restaurants and got a chef who said he could make a truffle bagel that would cost more than $177. You think you can get one anywhere in the 33rd District?
Well, the bagel places that I go to make a really good bagel for a very affordable price. So,
where else do you like to eat in your area?
Let's see. Grimaldi's is a fantastic pizza place. And actually, one of my favorite places on Montague Street is I'm a big Five Guys fan, Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
All right. So what else? After housing, which is the issue that you're most associated with, what do you hope to work on in city council?
Well, I'm the chair of the Subcommittee on Planning, Dispositions, and Concessions in Land Use. And obviously, in the 33rd District, development is by far the biggest issue. It's what I find that I'm working on about, 60 or 70% of the time. It's either whether you're down on 4th Avenue in Park Slope, or whether you're in downtown Brooklyn, or where you're along the Williamsburg-Greenpoint waterfront. Development is absolutely it's the most pressing issue. There's
and
so
really,
much
you have a lot of waterfront in your district. It's almost like a strip district along the water, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So what are your goals for what you do want to see built there?
Well, I think that what you look to achieve is a balance between some kind of contextual development that is kind of respectful of the existing neighborhood. I mean, part of the problem with what we've seen with some of the luxury high-rise stuff is that long-time residents are getting squeezed out, and it has no appreciation of the character of the neighborhood. So I think it's very important that future development have an appreciation for the historic character of neighborhoods and for the long-time residents that have really built them. And that has to be balanced with the development of affordable housing. I mean, those things are key, as well as open space. I mean, so it's somewhat of a balancing act with various pressures, but, usually there's an ability to achieve some kind of workable solution. But it's somewhat complicated, but it's a lot of fun.
Stephen Levin, the brand-new city councilman from the district, covering parts of Brooklyn Heights, Greenpoint, and parts of Williamsburg, Park Slope, and Borum Hill.
Dumbo, Brian.
And Dumbo, and largely along the waterfront, as we've been discussing. We've got lots of listeners in all those areas, so we look forward to having you on the show lots of times during your tenure.
Sounds great. Thank you very much, Brian.
Thank you for coming on, and congratulations again on your election. Listeners, you can now visit our new online community for job hunters. It's a Brian Lehrer Show Facebook page called Help Wanted. Join us to tell your job hunt stories or to share your tips and tricks with others. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show to get to our new Facebook Help Wanted group. Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, Paige Cowett, and Alan Smith produced this program. We had intern help today from Rachel Senator and Sydney Beveridge. And our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. I'm Brian Lehrer. Talk to you tomorrow.